Good morning again. Much of this sermon is based on an article by Joe Inovio, which I found on umc.org. This is Ascension Sunday. It's also Mother's Day and graduation weekend. It's hard to put all this into one talk, so I'm going to focus mostly on the ascension of Jesus. One of our most beautiful stained glass windows in the sanctuary is the Ascension window. It is behind the organ pipes, so unfortunately we cannot see it from the inside of the church, but we can see it from the outside of the church. So it is lit up every evening through dawn. So please walk by or drive by one evening and see this beautiful window of Jesus' ascension shining out onto the street for all to see. And this is a picture of that window. So it's more beautiful in the evening, just streaming out of the building on a dark night. So feel free to come by, and it will be on Genesee Street. The ascension, Jesus' ascension, occurred 40 days after Easter. The Bible references 40 days often. When do you remember it referenced? Just shout it out. When have you heard 40 days? The flood? What else? Lent? What else? What? Yep. Okay. When else? Yes, exactly. When else? That's right. Yes. So you all said some that I was going to reference, so good job. I love it. Lent is 40 days, and Jesus was in the desert for 40 days, and as Barbara Lundlad says, being shaped by the Spirit of God. The disciples were developing and being shaped by Jesus for 40 days between Easter and Jesus' ascension. Jesus is readying the disciples for their upcoming lifelong mission. Jesus' ascension into heaven is an important episode in the life of Jesus that the church has regarded highly through the years. Our creeds affirm the ascension as a central doctrine of the Christian faith. The Apostles' Creed, which is in our hymnal on page 881, reads, "He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father." And the Nicene Creed on page 880 in our hymnal states, "He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father." Centuries later, the United Methodist forebearer, John Wesley, emphasized the day by including it as one of the three non-Sunday holy days, day observances included in, believe it or not, he even told people what they were going to do in a new continent, Sunday service of the Methodists in North America. And the two other days he wanted recognized were Good Friday and Christmas. And so on the left is John Wesley, and on the right is Charles Wesley, who I will talk about now. Charles Wesley, who was John's brother, Anglican priest, and hymn writer of the early Methodist movement, published a pamphlet of seven hymns for Ascension Day in 1746. Today we recognize Jesus' ascension on Ascension Sunday, the Sunday immediately following Ascension Day. Most of what we know about the Wesley's theology or teaching on ascension comes from Charles' hymns. Our hymnal contains Charles Wesley hymn titled "Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise," which we sang as our opening hymn today. The lyrics for this hymn offer insight into the importance of this day. Charles begins acknowledging the ascension as both the ending of Jesus' physical presence on earth and his return to his rightful place in heaven. And it reads like this: "Hail the day that sees him rise, ravished from our wishful eyes. Christ, a while to mortals given, reascends his native heaven." As Jesus ascends to his throne, however, he does not abandon us. Verse 3 of Charles Wesley hymn reminds us that Jesus is not leaving us alone. He writes, "Him, though highest heaven receives, Still he loves the earth he leaves. Though returning to his throne, still he calls our kind his own. Jesus' connection to earth and humanity remains. He is not absent, but continues to love and claim us. Ascension to Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes, is the in-between time. We can all relate to the in-between time. Maybe an unresolved time around a decision or an illness. Maybe people who are graduating this weekend are feeling in between, because graduation marks the completion of a goal and the end of one part of life. Yet it also makes an in-between time. It may be an in-between time because we don't know what life looks like beyond schooling. It may be an in-between time because we have not yet secured a job in our field. Mothers many times live in the in-between time. It may revolve around a decision or an illness of a child or an illness of oneself or a difficult time in a child's life. As the disciples watched Jesus disappear into heaven and await the Holy Spirit, they lived into this in-between. The hymn concludes in just 10 short verses. Somehow we don't sing them all. I don't know why. Well, I thought you all would think that was funny because I always hear about how many verses we sing. But Charles Wesley had no problem writing 10, 12, 16 verses of any song he wrote. So this one he concludes in 10 short verses with the description of Jesus' humanity being received into the realm of God. Jesus ascends to his rightful throne, bearing the scars of the crucifixion. See, he lifts his hands above. See, he shews the prince of love. Hark, his gracious lips bestow blessing on his church below. Maybe we imagine the disciples looking up with their mouths wide open, watching Jesus disappear within a cloud, as maybe we would have done. The disciples have been told they would not be left alone. The Holy Spirit is yet to come, and Jesus is gone. Of course they're looking up. They were realizing that Jesus is no longer around to teach the good news to the poor. It's up to them. The mission now falls on the disciples of the Bible and the disciples of today. Jeffrey Peterson Davis says, "We are called to be the hands, feet, eyes, and voice of Christ to the ends of the earth." The ascension affirms that we as the church are also accepted into the heaven with Jesus. With John and Charles Wesley, we remember that Jesus ascended to heaven where he took his rightful throne as Lord of the whole earth. Though he is not bodily present, he continues to love us, expects us to remember that we are to continue his ministry, and he longs to receive us into the presence of God to dwell with him throughout eternity. Amen.